having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa. The headlines. PF says Edgar Lungu's death could have been prevented if he was allowed to seek medical attention earlier. Two Chinese nationals arrested for alleged theft of diesel at Lusaka Ndola dual carriageway project site. And in global news, biggest Russian drone strike hits Ukraine's second city. Afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Patriotic Front PF says former President Edgar Lungu's death could have been avoided had people been professional and patriotic by allowing the former head of state to seek medical attention earlier. Speaking in South Africa to SABC News, PF Secretary General Rafael Nagachinda noted with sadness that from the time Mr. Lungu left office, he was not allowed to leave the country for his routine medical checkups before recently sneaking out of the country before his demise. Meanwhile, Mr. Nagachinda has wondered why the government all of a sudden has taken interest in wanting to be in charge of Mr. Lungu's funeral procession by wanting to buy him a casket and repatriate his remains. He explains that both the Lungu family and the PF have expressed reservations, fearing that these actions are politically motivated and that government seeks to use the funeral as an opportunity for political gain.
The death of a former president could have been avoided had people been, you know, professional, patriotic, and humane in dealing with each other regardless of the politics. Now, we're preparing to repatriate his remains back to Zambia and prepare for the funeral procession until the last day of send-off. We have a foreign affairs minister, Mr. Ayimbe, who has come representing President Hakainde Hichilema to try and offer courtesies in the process of repatriating his body, which is shocking, obviously, for the party, and is also shocking for the family, because for the past 3 years, 2 years and some months, he, President Edgar Tegerungu, was stripped off of all his entitlements as a former head of state.
But Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has expressed shock at the comments made by Mr. Nagachinda, stating that it would be both unfortunate and disheartening for anyone, including government, to exploit the death of Mr. Lungu for political gain. Mr. Mwetwa says that government has no intention of politicizing the passing of Mr. Lungu, as there was no benefit in doing so. He has assured the public that government is committed to ensuring Mr. Lungu receives a dignified farewell, given the international significance of his death.
This is a matter of international status, so that the government cannot be accused to wanting to hide that. The general government is very cautious on this matter and wants to do the right to ensure that the former president is given a befitting send off, and not one which is punctuated and characterized by political, mudslinging, name-calling, unnecessary accusations, and all those allegations that were being leveled. I mean, it was shocking, and I was just watching to say, well, again, we are in a state of mourning. We would describe them appropriately.
The Operation Young Vote, OYV, has described former President Edgar Lungu as a leader with simplicity humility, compassion, inclusiveness, and willingness to accommodate divergent views, a personality that earned him respect from many across the divide. OYV Executive Director Gesi Nyirenda says one of President Lungu's remarkable qualities was his ability to forgive, slowness to anger, and show of kindness even to those who wronged him, which reflected a strong character and deep moral conviction. Mr. Nyirenda notes that the former head of state tried his level best in development initiatives in various facets of governance, including economic management, and his incomparable and unmatched drive for infrastructure development is vividly testifying for him.
It was crystal clear to everyone to note that the leadership of President Edgar Chagwa Lungu was defined by simplicity, humility, compassion, inclusiveness, and willingness to accommodate divergent views. These tenets and personalities earned him respect from many across the divide. He brought people together, embracing diversity and promoting unity. His guidance was rooted in wisdom and love, focusing on healing and building rather than harm.
Meanwhile, governance and elections expert Stanley Muhango has urged Zambians to demonstrate the Ubuntu spirit of unity, love, forgiveness and respect to the late president, his family and current administration. Mr. Muhango has further appealed to President Hichilema for a gesture of magnanimity during this moment of mourning, stressing that forgiving and pardoning former first family members facing court proceedings, as well as other political party members in court or incarcerated for political related offenses, would greatly contribute to national unity and healing. Police on the Copper Belt have arrested two Chinese nationals following a theft incident reported at Avic International, a company involved in the Lusaka Ndola Dual Carriageway project. Copper Belt Province Police Commissioner Pathias Siandenge explains that the theft occurred between June 1, 2025, at 22 hours and June 6, 2025, at 10:20 hours at the Avic International site along the Ndola Kawa Road. Mr. Siandenge says the stolen goods, a total of 50,000 liters of diesel, are valued at 1,250,000 kwacha, and the theft was reported yesterday 16 hours by Daniel Stidima, a 36-year-old supervisor at Avic International. He says Mr. Stidima explained that on June 1, 2025, while returning from Kapirimposhi, he stopped at the Mishikishi Avic Ndola site, where he noticed a white and blue Canter truck being loaded with two plastic drums of diesel. Mr. Fiandenge says upon further investigation, he recognized the two individuals loading the fuel as Zhao Zhengya, aged 35, and Xiao Zhengong, aged 30 years old, both employees of Avic International. He says Mr. Sichilima immediately informed his Chinese supervisor about the suspicious activity, leading to a fuel audit at the site, which revealed that a significant amount of fuel had gone missing during the period in question. The Chongwe Municipal Council has advised youths in the area to take advantage of the business opportunities created in food systems to avoid wastage while improving their health and the environment. Council Health Inspector Mulemwa Litia says that there are many business opportunities presented for young people in sustainable food production systems which need to be taken advantage of to uplift livelihoods. Mr. Litia said this in an interview on the sidelines of a youth entrepreneurship mentorship program dubbed Me for Transformative Food Systems, whose target was youths captured under the Urban Future UF project being implemented by HEVOS and partners such as Global Network Solutions, GNS, and the Consumer Unit and Trust Society, CATS. He says youths can take advantage of the waste produced in the food value chain and engage in recycling and composting and open cooperatives for them to gain more traction. Mr. Litia is concerned that youths are not pushing hard to take the opportunities available to them, despite the policy environment being friendly.
In waste management, there are lots